If you're gonna date a single parent, you need to stop and think about the logistics behind dating that single parent. You can't be half in, half out. You need to commit or get the fuck out. Stop wasting our time, stop wasting our energy, and stop hurting us. Damn.
Yeah, guys, stop wasting their time and energy. They just want a real man to come along and foot the bill, be there and commit to her. Okay, it's really interesting. These people want a real man to come along. They'll want a guy to fully commit to them. And yet the father is just nowhere in sight. It's almost as if they chose someone who wasn't going to be there, and now they want you to come along and raise the child and provide for them. Really interesting how single mothers operate, guys. But what is going on, guys? It is Taylor the Fiend back again with another response video. And on today's show, guys, we're looking at this TikTok as well as breaking down a couple of relationship stories, because relationship stories these days, they're not particularly pleasant. Like, these days, guys, we got men are still expected to pay the bill. We're still expected to be chivalrous. And the question really quickly becomes, for what? For single mothers? For girls who just get bored at the drop of a hat? And now you'll get these girls who will say, oh, yeah, well, my boyfriend gets bored, or guys get bored of me. Maybe you should select different partners, okay? But anyway, guys, if you're new here, you're liking the videos, make sure you subscribe on your way in. Come and join the Discord link in the description if you haven't already. And if you'd like to support the channel, guys, as always, the Patreon is there somewhere below the video. So if you're interested in becoming a supporter, make sure you check out the description. But guys, this TikTok is funny. We're going to give it one more watch through before we get on to today's stories.
If you're going to date a single parent, you need to stop and think about the logistics behind dating that single parent.
If you're going to date as a single parent, maybe you should consider what you're bringing to the table other than drama and a child before you demand things of people.
You can't be half in, half out. You need to commit or get the fuck out.
Yeah, you see, that would be a fine thing to say. Like, okay, if girls want to say, hey, you need to commit to me or leave, that would be, you know, guys would be inclined to believe that and go, okay, yeah, sure. If you haven't already been with the Chads. Because these girls, right, make no mistake, they've been with the Chads. They've been with the guys who have had their fun and are now on their way out, okay? Like, these girls have seen the Chads. They've had fun with the dudes at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday. But you know what? Now they expect commitment from some other guy. Gentlemen, we are not out here paying full price for a used car. Okay, that's just not how it is. Especially when it's, hell, it's not even your child, right?
Stop wasting our time. Stop wasting our energy. And stop hurting us. Damn.
And then we got to wrap it off with the stop wasting our time and energy. Guys, dating as a man in 2021... that is 95% of dating, having your time and energy wasted. That's why I say on this channel, I saw a couple of dudes get well triggered in the comments the other day when I said, if a girl is not having action with you, or if you've made your moves and nothing has come of it by the second or third date, I'd recommend that you guys dip. And I had a lot of guys getting salty in the comments, Taylor, that's so messed up. How could you say that? Having a cry about it. The thing is, hey, I'd be fine to wait until the 10th date. I'd be fine to wait for a long time. But the thing is, these girls, they haven't done a lot of waiting. If the guy before me has smashed on the first date, the past 10 guys before me have smashed on the first date, why the hell am I waiting till the third date paying for her dinners? Okay, chivalry has to be earned, guys. We're not just giving away this crap for free. Your attention as a guy, your time is valuable. Society will try and tell you that as a guy, these things about you, they're not valuable, but they are. Okay, so please, guys, if there's anything you take away from my videos, please just start to value your time and attention. All right, if you listen to what society and girls tell you, you'll be throwing away that for no reason. Okay, and like, you've got enough problems as it is. I'm sure there's things going on in everyone's life that we can dedicate time to, rather than these girls who have smashed on the first date. Okay, so if they don't want to have fun with you, that's cool. They can hit the curb. You'll find another one. All right. But let's jump into today's story. My 29-year-old male girlfriend, 30-year-old female, went to dinner with one of my best friends who's 26, and I and they flirted around They flirted in front of me all night and wouldn't be the least bit affectionate to me in front of him. Okay, so these two have met up, had like a double date, except the guy didn't have a double date, right? And the girl's just being hell disrespectful, to be honest. All right, let's crack into it and see what actually happened. Hi everyone. I went to a dinner with my girlfriend and a good friend visiting from out of town. Everything was going great, a little too great. They really hit it off and talked about their lives to each other the entire time, finding common ground and going on and on about their lives and how similar they were. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. I felt like I was crashing a date between them. And this is very similar to last video, gentlemen, where if you bring up these things, like let's just say you're in this situation and your girl is just outright flirting with another guy in front of you, talking about her life experiences, and you can't really get in a word. Society in 2021, if you as a guy want to say, "Hey, that's disrespectful," or "Hey, cut that crap out," you're just this insecure, terrible man. And that's the narrative that's being painted right now. It's like, if you stand up to any of this, hey, if your girlfriend wants to flirt in front of you, you should just be a real man and go along with it. To hell with that, dude. Like, it's just so disgusting that men are actually taught that just being disrespected right in front of you is okay. No. We got back to my place and we put on my movie, and she sat on the couch with him and I was in the chair. She is normally all over me, touching me and trying to get close, and she didn't even look at me. I ended up sitting between them because I was feeling so uncomfortable with the whole situation, and she literally moved away from me and rested her feet where I was sitting before. I was so in shock, it felt like she didn't want to show my friend any evidence that we were dating. At one point, I rested my arm on her leg and she moved it away. It was so uncomfortable and made me feel like a complete idiot. When he left the room, I told her, "I love you," and she didn't say it back. She finally held my hand about halfway through and then quickly let go, which she's never done. Yeah, you see, when I don't know anything about this other guy, okay? But girls will do this kind of crap where they try and make themselves look single, or they drop their boyfriend's hands when a guy who's more attractive, or she thinks she has a chance with, is more attractive, comes into the situation. All right, when we say over here that hypergamy is real and girls are out there looking for their best options, they absolutely are. Right? If there's a guy who's maybe got something that you don't have, maybe he looks better, maybe he's got better status, better money, something like that. Yeah, hell, it could be one of a bunch of different things, okay? But girls will always be looking to do this monkey branching bull crap. If you guys don't know what monkey branching is, I'd encourage you to look it up. It's an RP term, I believe. But basically what it means is these girls will be in relationships and then they'll want to like excuse me, they'll want to monkey branch to the next one. So they'll stay with you, but when they feel like they've got a good grip of the next branch, they'll let go of you, and then they'll be in a relationship before you even know it. All right, and this is incredibly common in 2021. Hell, it's just incredibly common in general. But I will say this, a few notes to make on this guy's behavior. First of all, you can't be doing this kind of crap. So where was it? Blah blah blah. So he got real. He started saying like, "I love you" in there, and he was the one pushing in this situation. Guys, first, if you're in a situation like this, you're not getting any pushing. I'm gone. I am absolutely gone. I say you're embarrassing me, okay? And if she continues with her crappy behavior, I'm out, man. Absolute not having it. We're not discussing this. I'm not going, "Hey, but I love you. Why did you do this?" And then just ask her like 50 questions. No, there's no questions. It's just stop the behavior. If you don't stop the behavior, I'm gone. Okay, and if she says okay, well then good riddance. You just saved yourself a hell of a lot of time. Okay, go stack your money. And when she's crying about being a single mother or whatever the case may be in the future, pound sand, honestly. Okay. We're not doing this crap where we try and convince the girl or try and see where the girl's at. I mean, just it's disrespect. So don't take it. Let's continue. When she left at about midnight, I asked if she wanted to stay, and she so quickly said no, it was alarming. I was like, okay. She asked what we were doing tomorrow, and I said we didn't have plans. Right when she texted me how much she loved me, because I think she knew how different and weird she was acting, and gave me some excuse about how she didn't want to make him uncomfortable, so they just had a good conversation. But she knew how she acted all night, and it was so far from how she normally is. How am I supposed to process this? She is now mad at, yeah, here's the funniest part, right? She is now mad at me for voicing that made me uncomfortable and that she would do this in front of my face to one of my best friends. It's kind of shaken if I believe in this relationship. What should I do? Thank you for all your help in advance. So there's some comments. We might have a bit of a read of them in the moment. But guys, don't put up with this kind of disrespect because make no mistake, you will get, if you are in a situation like this and you voice objections, you will typically get something like this. Like she will become mad at you. She's engaged in the crappy behavior, but she will become mad at you. Very interesting how that works, isn't it, guys? Very interesting. But we're going to go and I haven't had a look at any of these comments, but we might see if any of them are interesting. So let's just go have a look real quick. Get some clarity on it. Blah, blah, blah. Oof, I honestly feel like this came out so out of nowhere, and I have never been given a reason to think this until now. First, ditch her. Good stuff. I mean, we're seeing, okay, that's good. Ditch her, just ghost her. If she was willing to flirt with your best friend in front of you and completely ignore and push you away, she isn't worth your time or your goodbye. That's good. Whenever you see answers like this, they're on the right track. Okay, people noting that the relationship is over. That's really good. A lot of guys will stay in this situation and then they'll just put up with the put up with the disrespect. Absolutely not. Okay, get out of these. But guys, we're going to jump into today's next story. So I'm going to bring this up real quick and see what else we got in here for you boys. Alrighty, this is an interesting one. This is one I found actually just a second ago because I wanted something to make today's episode a little bit longer. I've got some bits and pieces sent to me, but I like this one in particular. Okay, so this is a 20-year-old female, and the title is "Building Up Resentment Against My Boyfriend, a 20-year-old Male." All right, so let's crack into this one. We've been together for 3 years almost, and part of me is resenting. I always grew up with the story of my boyfriend should take care of me as a child, and that I should date older guys because I'm mature and should be treated special. I wouldn't be happily with that, but it seems to be still a commonly held thing in society that I don't want to be in. So this person's English doesn't seem to be the best, but we'll make do. My boyfriend has recently started his degree to become a hospital administrator, but will likely work in low-paying secretary work for years to get there. He has an associate's in law and works part-time to make about 10K a year. He contributes what he can, but I put in the larger share due to the salary differences. I went to university to become a paramedic when I was 17 and spent years doing it. I just feel like I'm putting more into this, but I feel bad I'm judging him for furthering our future and being himself. I don't know why I do, and I love him, and he's a wonderful guy. What should I say to him? And here's the kicker, right? My boyfriend is a student and part-time work, and I resent him for it all, even though I love him. Yeah, your love doesn't really count for a whole lot, does it? Right? These girls, oh yeah, I love this guy. He was a great guy, but you know what? He didn't earn enough. He wasn't in the position in life that I wanted him to be in, so I don't. I could probably find another guy to provision for me. You guys notice how the provisioning of her supersedes her love. You guys ever notice that? Like, love is something that's actually not. When we look at relationships, gentlemen, like I would love to be able to tell you that, oh, it's all about people who care about one another, and that's the only thing that matters, just people caring about one another. No. A lot of it comes down to attraction and what you as a man can provide. Okay? Now, it's both of those things, so it's not just one or the other, right? You'll get girls out here who are post-wall and stuff like that, or hell, you'll even get the young girls like just out here looking for sugar daddies or money and that sort of thing. And then you've got the girls who just want to have fun and they'll go with the attractive guy in 2 seconds. And hell, you can even make the case that both of those types of girls will just go with the attractive guy. But to say that love is the biggest consideration that people make in relationships, absolutely not. Particularly girls. Okay, it's a logical trait. It's about, things like marriage, gentlemen. Marriage is an insurance policy for women. Okay, it's not there to benefit you. It's not there to, no matter how many these girls will say that marriage benefits men in 2021. My goodness, man. But relationships, like, it's almost as though, wow, the money is more important than the love. And that's true in a lot of cases. It's people just aren't as honest about it, right? If you're a guy and your girlfriend is providing for you, chances are she will not like that. All right, but let's go into some of the comments here and see what people have to say because I'm kind of curious and I haven't read them. You grew up learning gross misogyny. That doesn't make sense, I don't think. Probably from the women in your life, it's wrong. Isn't it misandry? It's misandry when it's against men, though. Probably from the women in your life. It's wrong. No one takes care of you as an adult except you. You're grown, educated, gainfully employed. Great. You've done your stuff. You're also 3 years ahead of your boyfriend, so expecting him to do all of this stuff is ridiculous. And it's got no upvotes on it. Interesting, interesting. Here's the thing. A lot of girls are brought up in the way that they think that a man is there to provide for them. Hell, we're still, society still expects men to provide for women, even though, hey, they're out there, they're earning their own money, but they still want that Prince Charming to come along, earn 30% more than them. Hell, a lot more if they can get away with it, and just come along and take care of them. Very interesting how that works. And you know what? At the same time, they're not expected to hold up their end of the bargain. Hey, they can talk with other guys. They can go do all of these things. It doesn't seem to matter so much. But you're still expected to hold up your side of the bargain, which is super interesting. But we're going to jump into the last couple of things to mention here today, gentlemen, which is, I like to bring up these because we can kind of explain how they just absolutely make no sense. All right. So this is on a different subreddit, FDS, if you're familiar, gentlemen. And we're just going to read the title and kind of explain through it. I just thought I had to share this. A reminder to the ones who are leveling up and feeling some kind of guilt. When you're not used to being confident, confidence feels like arrogance. When you're used to being passive, assertiveness feels like aggression. When you're not used to getting your needs met, prioritizing yourself feels selfish. Your comfort zone is not a good benchmark. You see, this is kind of the lingo that people will use to justify their crappy behavior. So when they're being arrogant, they can brush it away as, oh, I'm just being confident and people are calling me arrogant. No, you're just arrogant, okay? When you're used to being passive, assertiveness feels like aggression. You see how like this sort of stuff is like they're trying to brush away the crappy behavior so that hey, you can be arrogant, you can be aggressive, you can be entitled, but you know what? Being entitled is just prioritizing yourself. Being aggressive is just being assertive, and being you see how that works, right? They're just trying to brainwash themselves that their crappy behavior is something that they're allowed to get away with. All right, and we're going to jump into, I think this might be the last one for today, guys. And this was a particularly interesting one from memory. So we can't see this lady's age, but this is a Tinder dating profile, all right? So you always got to love the long bios in dating profiles, gentlemen, because that's how you know you're going to get some absolute ridiculousness. If you're a guy and you're choosing to use dating apps, please keep your bios nice and short and simple, okay? None of this explanation about how your life is going, where you're at, what you're looking for, none of that, okay? Keep it nice and short, gentlemen. But let's look at this. The art of femininity with a rose. Actually, I might make this a bit bigger real quick so you guys can see a little bit better. Gonna blow it up a little bit. Dating profiles are some of the most interesting things to read because people think like you're a product, right? When you're on the dating market, and they just put things there that are so honestly repulsive, and it's just you have to look at it and go, wow, like do these people think that they're actually bringing something to the table when they write all of this? It's crazy. All right. The art of femininity with a rose. Invested in nutrition. Fitness, calligraphy. Is that how you spell calligraphy? Anyway, design and horseback. Public service announcement. Here we go, guys. She's got the microphone out ready for us. All right. Walking in the park is for dogs. That's not a date. Coffee and drinks are for friends and family only. That's not a date. If you split checks with women, you're not alpha. You're lower than beta. Hey, guys, if you split the check with a girl, you're less of a man. Man, it's so disgusting, isn't it? It's so disgusting. Hey, you don't want to pay for a girl's food. You know what? You're less of a man. I can't believe it. Like in a society where we're all living in, yeah, women empowerment, woo, they can do everything a man then can. And yet for some reason they're just unable to pay for their own crap. You guys find that interesting? Isn't that just absolutely wild? But anyway, blah blah blah. Expect some touch after the third date. Grow up and get a certain kind of doll. Play video games all day. Have an addiction. Please get a useful hobby like a real man. Go Build something, princess, peace. You know, ironically enough, people like this are precisely the reason why men are choosing to play video games instead. Isn't that interesting? Like hell, if you were living with this girl, I would rather play video games, to be honest with you. But guys, we're gonna leave today's video there. Bit of an interesting one, bit all over the place. If you enjoyed, hey, make sure you leave a comment, leave your opinions on this sort of stuff, where you're at. If you've had any experiences like some of the ones that we've seen today, be sure to leave it in the comments. And as always, if you enjoyed, you like the videos, make sure you subscribe. And if you'd like to support the channel, guys, make sure you check out the Patreon link in the description. If you're looking to become a supporter, that's a great way to do it. And the link is somewhere below the video. But anyway, guys, I'm going to see you boys in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.